Brewers 360 is here, the 2026 version of your Milwaukee Brewers kicks off in just days. Joining us in studio, Brewers extra innings guy and all-around Brewers aficionado, Dom Catronio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Exactly, right? This is my version of that. So, I mean, the marathon can begin now, right? We're ready. Spring training, everyone's here. I've got a fresh tan, and we're ready to start the real season in the cold.
I was going to say, you look good, man. It's good to, good to have you back. All right, so who we have Miz is our guy, right? He's the opening day starter. Was that really a surprise or not really?
Yes and no. I think that, you know, I had my tinfoil hat on. I know I talked to you guys about this where, you know, my tinfoil hat was, even with all the questions about Brandon Woodruff, like, they didn't go out and announce Miz when they had plenty of opportunities to do so. They were giving Brandon Woodruff every opportunity to be the opening day starter, given, you know, all things considered, it's his last season in a Brewers uniform. So they wanted to give him that opportunity one last time. Now, you know, the shoulder didn't quite respond like they wanted to. His stuff was still very good. It was just they needed him to build up a little bit longer. They were purposely slow playing him because they want Woodruff at the end of the year. Less so than at the beginning of the year. But then Miz, I mean, it's the most logical solution because Quinn Priester will be starting the year on the injured list, but he's expected to be back probably early May at this point.
You worried at all about the fact, I mean, they have a plethora of pitching. It just feels that way. Anything bother you about Quinn Priester being banged up?
Well, I mean, they have so many more. This is why they got all this depth. We talked about it in the offseason and even the week before spring training began when they made the trade of Caleb Durbin to the Red Sox. They get two key arms back. Kyle Harrison is projected to start in the rotation. You know, he was acquired in that deal. And Brandon Sproat, who was acquired in the Freddie Peralta deal from the Mets, he's also projected to start into the rotation. That doesn't even include Robert Gasser or Shane Drouin or Logan Henderson or, you know, guys like that that are going to be starting the year in AAA.
So you've been analyzing the team for the last 5 weeks. Who are you most excited about, or what are you most excited about for the upcoming season?
The two things that jump to mind for me, number one is Jackson Churio. I think that World Baseball Classic experience was really important for him, being the youngest player on that roster. When you sit down and think about that for a second, you know, he's only 22 years old, and he's now a world champion in the WBC with a plethora of all-stars. I mean, we talk about how important
it was. He's batting ninth.
Right! That's what I'm saying. We talk about how important it was for Bryce Turner, who was also batting ninth on Team USA. Churio got that same experience with Venezuelan legends and learning about the game and what it takes to be great. I think Churio is going to be the first name that comes to mind for me. And the second thing that comes to mind for me is the fact that the Brewers still have more coming. Like, I got to see the farm firsthand, got to see some of the minor leaguers, and, you know, we had the spring breakout games and stuff. Like, Jesus Mate is legit, and Jet Williams is legit, and Cooper Pratt has shown a better strength and shown that he's got signs that he of life. Andrew Fisher, who continued to steal the show for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. The Brewers farm on a position player front is better than I have ever seen it.
So it seems like every year when they do the analytics and, okay, here's how many wins they'll have and that kind of thing, they always seem to be lower than we anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brewers always seem to do better than that. Same rule apply this year? I mean, it's not a respect thing, I don't think, is it? It's the computer analytics running those numbers.
Yeah, the formulas that they use are still kind of stuck in 2018. And the reason why I say that, I mean, like, you may be thinking, wow, that's only 8 years ago. Why? Well, you know, the game has changed so much since 2018 where we have a value in stolen bases. We have value in defense. We have, you know, the shift is gone. Home runs or nothing is not the strategy anymore. Granted, home runs are cool. I'm not doubting that. But I think the reason, you know, the prognosticators always seem to get it wrong, and they kind of wear it as a badge of honor, like, oh, we got the Brewers wrong again. That hasn't been the case this year. Of all the writers that I've been talking to about the ones who actually own these proprietary systems, like modeling and everything, where they're like, I don't know why my computer keeps telling me the Brewers are going to be 500. I'm trying to tell it that they're going to be better than that, and they understand that. So, again, I do believe, once again, I've said this since the beginning of spring training, the Brewers, in my opinion, call me a homer or whatever, they're still the favorites in the division. They're virtually the same team. Yes, minus Freddie. Yes, minus Durbin. But aside from that, they're not worse than they opened camp last year.
As far as the World Baseball Classic goes, it would appear, right, that they are going to find a way to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So basically just open it up an extra week, or give them an extra week somehow in the All-Star break, and then
right.
then we'll have the Olympics actually have pro players.
So it gets hairier there, right? Because now you're talking to owners' pockets. If you're taking a week off, are you taking a week out of the season? This is something that has to be negotiated in this offseason as we talk about, you know, potential lockout, right. collective bargaining agreement, and the basic agreement, but that's something that needs to be agreed upon. You know, will Major League Baseball players play in the Olympics in 2028? If I had to guess right now, I'd say no. If I had to guess right now, I'd say no. Because the logistic of all of it. And furthermore, the Olympic rules, there's only six teams that are going to qualify for Olympic baseball. And there can only be two from the Caribbean. So you're not going to get all of Dominican, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Cuba. You're not going to get all of them. Only two are going to get to move on. And you have to have a European qualifier, which I think is ludicrous, because half the players on Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic won't be eligible for Italy in the Olympics. So
right.
that's why I think we won't see it, but I could be wrong. But the World Baseball Classic will probably be back in 2030.
Tom Catronio joins us for Brewers 360. So Michelle was concerned about the 8-pound nacho bucket that they're selling at Chase Field. We don't have anything quite like that here yet.
How about the fair stand, though? The fair food? How cool is that?
Wait, what?
So this is a great idea that, you know, you're getting cream puffs, you're getting corn dogs, you're getting, you know, your standard, easy, you know, fair, handheld food at the ballpark this year. Really? I think that's a great idea.
Thanks for telling me about that. This is the first time hearing of it. No, that's amazing.
They keep upping their game. Shout out to the Brewers, Delaware North, Rick Schlesinger, and the whole staff over there, because it's become an experience now, right? Where, like, baseball, like, there's something for everybody at a baseball game, where if you're the diehard that wants to keep score, bring your clipboard and do that. If you just want to go peruse and, you know, enjoy the entire concourse, you can do that. If you want to go experience every single food stand that's possible, if you want to go have every local beer that you could ever imagine, you can do all of those things. Right. There's something for everybody at the ballpark.
All right, before we let you go, give me one or two dark horse. Who are we not thinking of right now who is going to be our Caleb Durbin at the end of the season?
Jet Williams, if you want to talk about particularly starting the year in the minor leagues and then making his big league debut at some point this year, that would be my pick for Jet Williams if you want to be directly to Caleb Durbin, because Jet's somebody that the Brewers acquired, and the Mets were ready to give him the opening day job in center field. Granted, he's more of a shortstop because they had a need for him in center. He will be in the big leagues at some point this year, and the second name is David Hamilton. I think David Hamilton was really impressive in spring training, another acquisition from the Red Sox, who the Brewers initially drafted back in 2018. He's hitting the ball harder. He can fly. I mean, he is. I need to see a foot race between him and Garrett Mitchell, because I think it would be super entertaining. This is going to be probably your opening day third baseman, David Hamilton. So those are my two names of picks to click that maybe people aren't talking about right now.
Brewers and Reds tonight.
Yeah.
From American Family Field, and tomorrow as well. You going to the games?
Going to both of them.
All right. Dom Catronio, Brewers 360, man. Can't wait.
Thanks for having me.
8:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.